At NAFB Trade Talk in Kansas City, talking again with Phil Tseng, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Phil, I know you had your, I think you call it your strategy meeting in Arizona last week, strategic planning meeting, and we had a chance to hear from you there, but how did things end up?
I think things ended up pretty well. I think for next year we're looking at basically about a 6% increase in our pork exports, and that's very encouraging after this past year, and we're also looking at about an 8% in our beef exports for next year. So I think we've been challenged in 2015, but when you put those percentages out there, of course, that's based on the fact we're doing about $13.5 billion already in meat exports, combined beef and pork. So I think that's very interesting when you're talking 6% on pork and 8% on beef. It's very encouraging.
So what about the stronger dollar here and expected to keep strengthening? How's that going to impact us?
I think the stronger dollar has been actually one of the chief retardants to our success this year against a lot of our competitor currencies. Obviously, that gives them an advantage. On some of these countries like Australia, it's maybe a 20% advantage. And then I think the stronger dollar by the importers, if you're buying the product, it's not only the competitors but the importers, it's just that much more. So if the dollar is appreciated 20-25%, that's a 25% increase in the value of our product to that buyer. And then if you take a situation like where you have an EPA with Australia and Japan, where they already have a 10% advantage as a result of the duty, that's a 35% advantage the Australians have, and that's something that any buyer in Japan can't ignore, correct? So this makes it more difficult for us, and thus the decline this year in our exports.
Now, Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, if that thing gets through Congress and gets approved, you're saying that would level the playing field some?
Well, I think so. I think that's one of the things I often talk about is the myth of the level playing field, because really it's really not level out there anymore. When you consider there's about 275 ETAs or FTAs that have been free trade agreements been initialed by our all around the world, and we're only involved in about 20 of those. So there's a lot that's going on by our competition. So when I look at these agreements, I look at our competitors as really there's the government competition, which is in this area, and there's also the commercial competition. And from the government competition standpoint, this makes it very difficult. So getting TPP ratified is going to be very important for us as far as advantages in some of these major markets around the world. But it still is very important that we do the marketing work and we extol the value and the benefits of our products, because a lot of this levels the playing field also for our competition. So Canada, Mexico, they have the same deal. And so anybody who is in this agreement, they're going to look at this stuff as this is a great opportunity for us. So we have to be equally to that task to meet that challenge and exceed that challenge, if you will.
Every time we visit, I ask you about beef to China. Are we going to get this resolved at some point?
Well, I think in 2016, we have expectations that will be the case. By resolve, that takes in a lot of territory, because number one is we still haven't been in China, as you know, since BSE was first identified in the United States 13 years ago. And then, of course, the Chinese, they do question some of our production methodologies. And so these are things that we have to see and take a look at. But I do think that, China exceeded the United States this year as being the world's largest import market for beef. It's the fastest growing import market for beef. So it's a market that we have to really channel all our resources to really get back in there. I think the fact that TPP is concluded is going to allow some of our negotiators more time to be in some of these other markets that we want to deal with. So hopefully, I think a renewed commitment. The industry is very focused on China right now. They're very focused on the traceability issue that's been a major issue with the Chinese. So hopefully we'll start seeing some promising news coming out of China here in the very near future.